In our series this week on immigrants in New England, which we're calling Invisible Communities, we heard a story yesterday about how a group of illegal immigrants benefited from an immigration raid. Today, we visit Manchester, New Hampshire, where Somalis settled in 2004. 5 years later, reports that Somali Americans from Minneapolis had joined a terrorist movement in Somalia put Somalis all over the country under a microscope. The increased nervousness over terrorist allegations has not been good for the Somali communities here in New England, as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
Mukhtar Edow runs a new kids program at a city-owned multicultural center in Manchester.
Good boy, good boy, good boy.
If you visit Edow's program on a Sunday afternoon, you might see about 30 Somali Bantu kids sitting around long tables. Girls and boys are separated, and sitting youngest to oldest. You might see Edow holding a yardstick or passing out worksheets with multiplication problems to the fifth grade boys. Some of the boys seem better at math than the adults in the room.
You're so wrong! You're so wrong! I had it right! You're wrong!
You're correct. I was just working it out. I didn't know how you got it, 132, okay?
Meantime, the oldest students, all girls wearing headscarves, learn how to speak Arabic and write their names in Somali from a young Somali Bantu man who's studying at the local community college.
Asnin and C.
Wait, Asnin.
No, Hasnin and
Asnin.
On the other side of town, Mohammed Osman Mohammed, another Somali Bantu, lives in a small apartment with his 7 school-aged kids.
Hello. Nasir. Nobody here?
Mohammed showers attention on the youngest, twin baby boys, while his wife makes Sunday lunch. This is a new division of labor for a new home. Mohammed says if he were in Somalia, he would take more wives, and he complains that some Somali Bantus continue the practice here in secret. But he's interested in following the rules, anything to fit in, and help his kids become American. These two men, Mohammed and Edow, have known each other for years. They're from the same clan, called the Somali Bantus, and spent 15 years in the same refugee camp. So it's a little surprising to hear that Mohammed thinks Edow's program for kids promotes hatred toward Americans. Here's Mohammed speaking through an interpreter.
I'm telling, the people who live in Manchester to investigate this. But, they are not investigating this. No one is concerned with this. But here, I think the, FBI have to investigate this.
Essentially, Mohammed is accusing Edow of running a madrasa. The word madrasa in Arabic simply means a Muslim religious school. But often in this country, the term scares up images of a training ground for terrorists. So for someone like Mohammed Osman Mohammed to use it to describe a program on U.S. soil and on public property gets a lot of attention. Edow is offended by the accusation that he is running a madrasa.
There is 12,000 Somali Bantu refugees being brought to the United States. No one of those individuals has ever been blamed of doing any stuff like this.
Edow calls this program a homework club. It's meant, he says, to help keep kids in school. And as far as religion, the day I was there, there was no Quran in sight. Edow also has American supporters who think what he's doing is important. Dan Caligari is a former political consultant, but now he spends his days mentoring Edow. He uses the phrase enculturation process to explain the program.
Helping them become citizens and responsible Americans as quickly as possible so that they can be freed up to pursue a life that most Americans want to have, job, housing, health care, education.
But to Mohammed, it doesn't make sense for him to send his kids to a program taught by other Somali Bantus who don't have teaching credentials or a curriculum and are teaching Somali and Arabic. He says that will slow down his kids' integration. In many ways, he sounds like immigrant parents who have rejected bilingual education for their kids, afraid they wouldn't learn English. But those parents didn't have the same scare words that Mohammed has, scare words like madrasa and terrorism.
The they are brainwashing the kids, telling the kids you can't go to the other after school programs. They are teaching the kids, like, you know, don't go to the, like, Catholic areas.
The fallout of this split between Mohammed and Idow on this community of 400 people is tremendous. Families no longer pull together their money to pay for funerals, and each side of the divide sends its children to different schools, and they use different interpreters. They both accuse the other of undercutting their role as a community leader. Idow, who runs the homework club, is disturbed by Mohammed's association with Somalis from a dominant clan living in Boston. He says the claim that he's running a madrasa must have come from those Somalis in Boston.
That was the only allegation they thought will create a tension between the Americans and the Bantus.
Idow insists this is typical of the, quote, tricks he says Somalis use to hurt each other.
He has written that, blaming 50 kids of Somali Bantu being brainwashed. That hurts him too. It doesn't hurt me only. It hurts to every single Somali Bantu in Manchester.
Those who work with the Somali Bantus in Manchester worry how this dispute and accusations of anti-American extremism will affect their standing in Manchester. Kim Calhoun is a school social worker in Manchester and says this division is typical of new refugee groups who are trying to establish themselves.
I think that the differences are more about the Somali Bantu struggle to integrate, to become part of our community. You know, some are finding more sort of solace in their religion. Some are finding more, I guess, opportunity in sort of embracing all that's out there in our culture.
Mukhtar Idow says that in a year's time, he hopes everyone will see the results of his homework club. Somali Bantu kids will make better grades and stay in school. His rival, Mohammed Osman Mohammed, hopes that Idow realizes that he's in America and that it's important to embrace all that's American, including the education of Somali Bantu kids. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.